morning, brothers and sisters.
来，早上好。Morning.
Okay, good. That song, He Touched Me. For those of you who already know Jesus, you understand He has touched you many times in your life.
那是刚才所唱的，那他触摸了我，真是让我们知道，我们也只要是你是信主的，你是知道，你有感受，这个主是在生命中，触摸了我们好多好多的事。
And for many, for some of you who are not quite sure where Jesus is in your life, I promise you, He wants to touch you. He is touching you, but He wants to touch you in such a way that you turn to Him, and that He makes you whole and healthy.
是我们这有些还不知道的，我们甚至已经知道的。但是如果你还没有被主摸过的话，你会知道主会用他的方式来触摸你。
Lord, you have taught us not to preach your word without prayer.
主啊，你让我们知道我们在没有祷告之前是不能说讲你所说的话的。
And we have prayed here this morning, and we have friends who are praying for this time that Jesus will be supreme, that He will touch us, He will speak to us, and He will heal us.
我们今天早上在我们在祷告，我们在有已经知道我们有很多的弟兄姐妹为我们今天早上的聚会祷告，他会我们的主耶稣基督，会用他的话语，用他的方式来触摸我们的心。
So Lee Jun and I commit ourselves to you, Lord. Guide us. May your voice be loud and penetrating. May your spirit be pleased to work in our hearts today. In Jesus' name.
我们今天李俊弟兄和我要在这里把主的话语讲开，然后你的话语就在这里会穿透我们的心，会触摸我们的心。我们在这里求你的话语降临。
Good. 请坐。
来，请坐。
How many of you have discovered that Jesus Christ, when He asks questions, He asks the best questions you could ever think of?
我们中间有多少人想过没有？我们的主耶稣基督在问我们的问题的时候，他问的是最好的问题。
When questions are asked, there is an expectancy that there'll be some answers given.
当人们问问题的时候，通常有一个期望会得到一些答案。
And people ask questions with many motives and reasons and hopes, and they ask questions sometimes when they're fearful.
当人们提问题的时候，会有很多的动机和理由，他们有时候也会有这个恐惧。
To get answers to questions, there are many sources that one can search for answers.
要获得这个问题的答案，其实它有很多的办法，有很多的来源。
There are people, there are books, there are media tools, there are screens, and there are many sources that you can get some answers to questions.
要获得答案，你可以通过人通过书籍，通过这个媒体或者一些这个屏幕啊，什么都可能会给你一些问题的答案。
And after you've done your search and maybe you've come up with some answers, at the bottom of this is the question of, can I really trust the answers that I have gotten? Can I trust them?
当你搜索了一阵之后，你会得到一些答案。但是最重要的就是说，你要是对你来说，你是不是相信这个答案是一个可信的
？You and I know that at the root of personal relationships, the deepest ones and the most sacred ones are the ones where you can trust the person to be who he or she says they are, and you can trust the person to do what they say they will do.
最要紧的就是人和人的关系中最要紧的就是你对那个人的信任，那个人是不是他会做他所答应的事情。
How many of you like good answers when you ask questions.
你们有多少人是喜欢一个得到一个当你问问题得到一个好的答案呢？
How many of you ask questions and you really hope you get a really bad answer?
多少人是问了问题之后只想得到一些不好的答案呢？
No, 不好。You're not gonna waste your time asking for answers that you either don't want to hear or you don't really believe.
是啊，你不会浪费时间去问一个问题，然后得到答案你是不相信的，或者是不对的。
I want you to come with me now and try to think differently from perhaps what we usually think, and that is this. In seeking answers, there are not really answers as much as an answering person or an answering source.
所以大家就知道我们自己是不会浪费时间去问一些问题，问问题的问题是主要的集中在你能不能相信这个回答问题的这个人。
And when we ask questions, sometimes we're in a hurry to close this. Let's get the answer. Let's close this and move on.
有时候我们是很心急，不能问了问题之后就等到一个答案，然后再把这个问题解决了。
And I want you to think with me that instead of looking for answers, look to the answering person, the most powerful person in the world who can answer the question. An answering person rather than just answers.
所以大家要注意，主要把我们的重点从这个问题本身转到那个回答问题的那个人，是否我们有对那个回答问题的人有充分的信任？谁是回答问题中世界上最有能力的回答问题的人？在身上。
For those of you who have been walking with Jesus, you know that when he asks questions, what he's really doing is he's inviting you and me to come into a relationship with him.
所以我们这些跟随耶稣的人，当耶稣问问题的时候，耶稣问我们问题的时候，他的真正的目的是让我们引我们到他面前来，和他有一个很亲密的关系。
When God in Genesis or God in the Old Testament or God in the New Testament or Jesus asks questions, they don't need information.
当在旧约里面，在创世纪里面，或者其他的章节里面，耶稣在那里问问题的时候，他不是为了得一个答案。从我们这里
，They don't ask us a question because they don't know what the answer is. They know the answers. They want us to position ourselves to not be so interested in the answer as the person who is going to answer them. And in this case, it's Jesus Christ. He's going to answer.The question. So you're talking about a relationship, not just the set of answers.
所以当耶稣问我们问题的时候，他并不是向我们寻求一个答案，因为他自己知道他是那回答问题的人。他所要做的就是邀请我们和他有一个很亲密的关系，然后从他那里得到答案。
So Jesus, when he watches us seek answers, he knows we want to get that answer and move on.And he wants us to reposition ourselves to not get focused on the answer, but to get focused on him who can provide the best answers.
当耶稣问我们问题的时候，他并不是说想让我们注重怎样达到这个答案，然后就把这个问题解决了。他是让我们寻求从他那里寻求答案，和他有一个关系，然后这是主耶稣基督的目的。
Brothers and sisters, if you study the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and if you study the red letter editions where they're recording just the words of Jesus, and you watch his answers to people who are asking him questions, you will find some amazing.Results of that search.
当我们来读这个四本福音书，马太、马可、路加，还有约翰我们还有其他的一些书籍，包括那个红线本，就是这凡是耶稣所讲的话，用红线画过的那些圣经的话，你会发现耶稣在那里所问的问题他 他你就会发现很有趣的事情，就是耶稣要寻求的是你从他那里 寻找答案。
It is said that Jesus only directly answers three of the 183 questions that he himself is asked in the Gospels. He answers three of the 183 questions because he operates differently when he's asked the question.
是，当耶稣被在四本福音书里面所记载的，耶稣也被问183个问题中，他只回答了三个，因为他会采取不同的方式。他当耶稣被问到问题时
，I guarantee you, I have two sons growing and my wife, and if they asked me 183 questions and I only answered three, you can see their faces. They are not happy. I'm not answering them.
我有两个儿子，你大家可以想象一下，如果我的两个儿子问了我183个问题，我就回答了三个，我就他们的脸色就是很难看。
Dad, did you hear what I said, Dad?
你听见爸爸这两个字我问说了。
Dear, did you hear what I just said?
你听见我刚才所问的问题了吗？
You're not answering me, dear. I asked you 183 times to cut the lawn and you're not answering me.
我问了你183个问题，你不回答我。
Jesus has three approaches and more, but here are the three. When he's asked a question, he either remains silent, like he did with Pontius Pilate in John 19:9. Pilate was hammering him, wanting answers, and Jesus didn't talk to him. He didn't give him answers.
所以耶稣采取了这些方式来当别人问他问题的时候，一种方式就是他要保持沉默，就像他面对比拉多的时候，比拉多一个一个的问题问他，他就是保持沉默，在约翰福音里面有记载。
And Pilate was frustrated. He says, "Don't you realize I can have you execute?" He threatened him because Jesus didn't answer him.
是啊，那个比拉多说，你知道他我可以杀了你，你因为耶稣不问他，不回答他的问题。
So one answer, one pattern is he remains silent for his own reasons.
一个情况就是耶稣他保持这个沉默，因为耶稣有他的理由。
Another way that Jesus answers questions is he returns your question with another question.
另一个方法就是耶稣来回答别人问他问题的话，他就用另一个问题来回答这个问题。
Remember the coin of Caesar? He said, well, they said, well, is it right to pay taxes or not? And he said, whose inscription is on that coin? And they said, well, Caesar. He said, well, then give to Caesar what is Caesar's, give to God what is God's. He answered, he returned their question with another question for them.
所以另外一个例子，耶稣就是用一个问题来回答他别人的一个提问，别人问他该不该交税的问题，他就是说，这个你看这个银钱上面的金钱上面的头像，钱币上面的头像是谁的？然后他就回答啊，就是凯撒的归凯撒，这个神的归神。
Or when Jesus is asked the question, he gives an illustration or he gives a story to illustrate the answer.
第三个办法，耶稣回答就是举例子，或者是用另一个故事来用一个故事来回答这个问题。
The story he asked was the Good Samaritan. He said,Who is your neighbor?
耶稣举了这个好撒玛利亚人的故事，然后回答说，谁是你的邻舍？
He gave a story of the good Samaritan who came along, and he was the only one who responded to a man who was beaten up and probably going to die on the road. He asked him, "Who is your neighbor?"
所以用撒玛利亚的故事，撒玛利亚人的故事说，这个撒玛利亚。那个一个人被人打了，然后躺在地上，只有撒玛利亚人去救他，他就问那些回答那个问题，谁是你的好邻舍？
Brothers and sisters, we have never met a person so powerful who can handle all of our questions and who doesn't fall for fake questions that we ask.
所以我们真是从来没有碰到这样一个强有力的人，他能够回答这样的问题，用这样的方法。然后不会让一个问题没有办法回答。
You've discovered that you have done this and I have done this and people do. Some people ask fake questions.
你知道我们也做过这样的事情，有些人是问那些假问题的。
Or they want an answer that they want to hear. They don't want to really hear your answer.
有些人问问题只是说他想得到一个答案，他想需要的答案，他并不想听你是和你给他的答案。
So the communication slows down and it breaks up because you don't really want to hear the question. You don't really want to ask a true question, or you don't really want to hear the reality. And that's communication.
所以大家看见这个如果讲话是这样的话，就是很快就打断了，因为你也不想的。听到你不想听的问题，你问的问题也是个假问题。
When we come to Jesus and we ask him a question, we have to remember he has the highest name of any person who's ever lived. He has been given by his Father all authority in heaven and on earth, and he has been given the authority to judge every person's life who ever lived.Nobody gets away from Judgment Day. He has the power to have all the answers, and he has all the authority. So you do not want to waste his time with questions that you don't really want to hear. The answers you don't really want to hear.
所以我们知道，我们问耶稣问题的时候，我们要明白耶稣的地位。如耶稣是在万民之上的，是神的儿子，他有天上地下所有的权柄，他知道所有的问题答案，他也能够决定这个事情的结果。所以我们不应该问耶稣一个假的问题。如果我们存着这样的心，我们也不想听他的答案的话，我们就不应该问他这样的问题。
I will continue to say, brothers and sisters, the most important person you are going to meet is Jesus on Judgment Day.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们最要紧最要紧的就是我们要我们要知道主耶稣基督在那个审判日的时候对我们的审判是什么。
He has my entire future of eternity in his hands.
他有你和我所有的将来永生的审判在他的手上。
And people who choose to believe him and to receive him and to follow him have made the most important decision of their entire earthly life.
所以人决定，凡是决定跟随他、学习他、一辈子跟随他的人，这些人做了人生中最最重要的决定。
I believe that if you are an authentic, if you're born again Christian,You should be ready, if asked especially, to tell me the story of how you turned from yourself and your earthly life. How did you turn to Christ and let him give you the new birth? I would expect you to be able to tell me that story. I want to hear that story.
如果你是真正的基督徒，重生得救的，是完全相信靠的，你应该完全准备好。这个在基督面前能够讲述你是怎样从一个旧的人变成一个完全属基督的人，这样的你自己的故事。
Scripture says always be ready to give a reason for the hope that lives within you. Don't be embarrassed. Be ready to explain why the hope that you have in you, life in Christ, is valuable to youAnd to them, you should be ready with your story.
所以，圣经上也是这样讲，你自己也应该准备好，你是怎样重生得救，能够跟随主耶稣基督，你是怎样一个变化的这个故事，你应该准备好讲这个故事。
I'm going to give you a shorter version of my story as an illustration before we get to the questions of Jesus. When I went to University of Washington, my goal was to get my first.Degree there.
我给大家讲一个我跟自身的经历自身的这个见证，因为这就是我们在进一步讲解耶稣基督的事情之前，我讲我自己的故事。我以前是第一次读书上大学是去上华盛顿大学，是得第一个学位。
I entered campus.
我进了学校。
As a Catholic with no Bible.
我进学校的时候，我是一个是天主教徒，没有读过圣经的天主教徒。
And I was going in circles because I had no Bible. I had I had the Catholic Church and catechism. I had no Bible. I was going to keep going in circles for a long time until I got a hold of the Word of God.
所以我那个时候呢，就是在那里在兜圈子，大家看见就是死胡同里面转了很久。就是我是一个天主教徒，但是没有读过圣经，也没听过，就是这样一个死圈子兜了很多年。然后呢，我才真正的知道了耶稣。
So I'm on campus and going through my undergraduate years. For the first 21 years of my life, I was too distracted, I was too busy, I was too self-centered.I was actually too successful in academics and athletics and leadership. And I thought, I got this.
所以那个时候呢，我是在我生命的第一最前面的21年中呢，我那个时候呢心里很乱，因为我也非常的忙，我差不多那个时候呢也是以自我为中心的，因为呢我呢在那个学习上面呢，在这个在这个运动方面呢，还有这个我自己的这个做领导的训练方面呢，我也得了有挺成功的一方面的。
I knew about God, but I did not know Him.
我听过神，我知道神，但是我不明白神，我没有什么关系。
So I kept running around on campus in circles with no Bible and no eternal goals.
所以我在这个校园里的时候就在那兜圈子，没有读过圣经，也没有永生的认识，就是没有希望的，这样子过了21年。
Two Christian men came to me and they both saw that I was lost. I didn't know Christ. And so the first one encouraged me to read John's Gospel.
所以那时候我碰到了两个人，那两个人呢知道我并没有这个并不知道圣经，所以呢那两个人就邀请我去参加这个他们的这个福音晚会。
So I would I got a $1.50 Bible on the University Avenue.
我花了1.5在这个 UW 门口那条街上买了一本圣经。
A bargain.
1.5是挺便宜的。
I blew the dust off the Bible that the person hadn't read.
这个我呢把这个圣经上面的灰吹了一吹，我那个人也没有读过这个圣经。
And I started reading 约翰福音。
我就开始读约翰福音了。
And Jesus came to the basement of the big library where I was studying alone, and he started to introduce himself to me.
那时候耶稣他自己到了我在这个图书馆的在地下室里面，我一个人在那里学习的时候，耶稣自己向我显现。
I can see it now, and my skin gets chicken skin.
我想我的都起鸡皮疙瘩了。
So I would go into John's Gospel alone, and he would say to me, "I am the bread of life."
所以耶稣那个时候他自己在约翰福音里面对我说，我是生命的粮。
And then I'd wait another week, and then I'd read again, and he'd say, I am the light of the world.
Yeah, 然后我就再读圣经，然后过了一个礼拜，耶稣对我说，我是世界的生命。
He's...
世界的光， sorry, 不是生命光。
Ooh, they're awake.
yeah, light has...
Be careful, we've got to be careful, they're listening. And so he's introducing himself. He's not introducing himself...He's introducing a relationship that he wants to have with me.
那个耶稣并不是说他自己介绍他自己，而是他想要和我有一个关系。
耶稣说 ，He says, "I am the door."
他说我是那门。
And then he says, "I am the good shepherd."
他说我是那好牧人。
So he's got seven things he's going to tell me about him, and then he says, "I am the resurrection and the life."
他有七件事情要告诉我，他是说我是那复活，我是那生命。
And he's spreading this out over weeks, so he keeps meeting me and introducing himself to me.
差不多那一个礼拜，他这个耶稣就不停的显向我介绍他是谁。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我是那道路、真理、生命。
And then he says, "I am the true vine."
他说我是真葡萄树。
So.I have seven titles for this man, for Jesus who's introducing himself. Then My other friend takes me into the book of Romans.
所以那时候我就知道了啊，耶稣有这样七个头衔。然后呢，一开始读罗马书。
I read Romans one time, and I said, "I am lost."
我读罗马书读了一遍，然后我就说我是世上的人。
I'm lost. I have no forgiveness for my sins.
我是那世上的人，我自己不能得救。
I have no real plan for eternity.
我对永生没有计划。
I am lost.
我是那世上的。
The world wouldn't say I'm lost. They say you're pretty successful.
这个世界不会说你是世上，他这世界对我说你挺成功的。
I might be successful, but I'm still lost. I do not have a relationship with Christ. I have no forgiveness for my sins. I have no direction. I have no direction for eternity. I am lost.
所以我是说我是世上的人，并不是说我在世上并不成功，但是我没有认识神，我不知道怎样到耶稣那里去，我就是那世上的人。
And Romans said to me, "You will be facing Christ on Judgment Day, and you will give him an account of how you lived, and what you lived for, and what your you will speak to him." Romans 14:12.Therefore, each of us will give an account of our lives to God. I heard that, and I knew that's true. Even as a Catholic, I knew I was going to be accountable someday for my life.
所以，我那时候读了罗马书之后，我知道我们有一天要面对主耶稣基督的审判，我们要在主耶稣基督前面交账。就像罗马书14:12说，我们要在神面前能够交账。
And I wasn't ready.
我还没有准备好。
That summer, after I graduated, I went to a Billy Graham meeting at Seattle Center.
那个是夏天的结束的时候的一天晚上，我去了葛培里的这个福音的这个福音晚会。
I wasn't a Christian yet, but I was reading the Bible, and it wasn't Billy Graham, but it was his associate Leighton Ford, who was his brother-in-law.
所以我那个时候呢是没有读圣经的一个天主教徒，我不是基督徒但是我去了那个福音晚会。福音晚会是葛培里的助手那个叫雷顿福特的人，他是他的妹夫，在那里讲道。
He brought the gospel message and I didn't go forward because I wasn't ready.
他讲了那个福音书，但是我那时候还没有准备好，我没有上前去接受邀请。
I went to a meeting, mostly almost all Christians after that in a home, and we went through a study, and then I got ready to go home that evening.
我和其他的一些基督徒呢，那些基督徒呢，知道我还不是基督徒，他们就邀请我参加了一个聚会，所以他们就请我过去。
I didn't have a car at that time, so a man named John Stark offered me a ride home.
我那时候还没有车，有一个基督徒叫做约翰John Scott 的基督徒呢，他呢就要开车到他家里去。
I knew he had a really cool two-door Mustang.
我知道他有一个很酷的就是很好的一个Mustang， 就是 Mustang 的一个跑车，两个门的。
It was
红色的。
Really cool.
真的是很酷的一个车。
And he asked me a question that I'd never heard before.
他问了我一个问题，这个问题我从来没听过。
He said, "Dick, I know you have been studying the Bible for answers for your life."
他说 ，Dick 弟兄，我知道你在一直读圣经，寻求人生的答案。
Here comes the question that changed my life.
然后就问题。
How much more information do you need to make your decision to believe Christ and follow Him?How much more answers do you need?
你需要多少更多的信息才能决定你要相信耶稣并且跟随他？
You know what? I was really irritated.
我真的是觉得不舒服。
That question, I didn't like to hear that because I was procrastinating.
那个问题我不想要听到，因为这个我是不想听到这种问题。Sorry， 也不知道那个什么词 ，procrastinating 什么意思？ 拖延的意思。
Oh, help from the audience. This is very good. So I took the ride home that night, and it was a cool car.
我那时候就跟着他的车回去，然后这个车呢真的是很酷。
I was alone that night, and I had already reached. I had read enough in John's Gospel, and I'd seen enough life in Christ. I had enough information to make my day. So that evening alone, I prayed and asked the Lord to forgive my sins and then to come into my life and regenerate me.
所以那个时候我就是那天晚上回家以后我就是想我已经读了足够的福音福音书约翰福音书所有的信息我都有了我还在读什么就是那天晚上我就是在那里自己做了这个祷告求主赦免我的罪然后成为我的救主
I was born again that evening came into my second birth and then God provided very quicklyspiritual mentors, men and women, right away to help me start moving as a disciple of Christ. I had help immediately because God knew I needed help immediately. I'd already wasted a lot of years.
所以那天晚上我自从做了这个祷告之后我就是知道我的人生就改变了神他马上就派了周围的人男的女的就来帮助我知道我的生命中需要有些很多不知道的地方我需要有一些帮助所以那个时候就开始我的新的生命我的旧的生命就没有了
and since that July 1966 I've never turned back seriously or left the Lord and so now the challenge is to walk the race run the race until my last breath all the way throughholding on to Christ. That is my mission in part to make sure I have a good finish to this earthly life.
所以自从那个66年的7月份以后我就是一直跟随耶稣我从来没有回转反悔过然后一直就是从那个时候就开始一直跟随耶稣然后呢又一直是学习每天就是学习怎样的成为耶稣的门徒这个学习的话会一直继续一直到我生命的终结。
Okay. Brothers and sisters, the most frequently asked question by Jesus, the one he asked the most people of, is this question, what do you want me to do for you?
所以我们知道耶稣我们最喜欢听的耶稣所问的这个一个问题耶稣就是问他的门徒我能为你做什么我们也很喜欢听这样的问题。
That's the number one question Jesus asked.
这个耶稣问的最多的第一个问题就是我能为你做什么。
It is also, they say, the most beautiful question he asked.
所以大家也这样说，这是耶稣所问的最美的问题。
Because he's going to answer that with his life, forgiveness of sins, eternal life. He's going to show you, me, clearly how much God loves us and has always loved us from the time we were in our mother's womb.
所以他耶稣所问题这个问题的缘由就是他就是知道我们的一生都是神是多么的爱我们自从你在母腹中的时候神已经开始爱你我们的生命是就是凭着神的爱而存在。
Okay. Brothers and sisters, I want you to stand up, please.
弟兄姐妹们，我们一起起立，我们一起来读圣经。
And I want you, I want the Mandarin readers to read Luke 18, verses 35 through 43, please.
好，我们请中文的会众一起来读路加十八章三十五到四十三节。
随耶稣一路归荣耀于神，众人看见这事也赞美神。
OK, good, 请坐 please.
来请坐。
We will learn that this man's name is Bartimaeus.
啊，那我们看见这个人的名字是叫巴提马，是
Bartimaeus. Yeah. Bartimaeus has at least three meanings to the name. One is a son. One is honorable or highly valued, and another possible meaning is somebody who is unclean.
他那个巴提买有三个，这个名字有三个意，一个是，儿子的意思；第二个是尊贵的啊，或者受人尊重的意思；第三个是不洁净的意思。
Yeah, verse 38. Yeah, listen to what he cries out.
大家听这个，这个他是巴提买是怎样的呼喊的
？Jesus, Son of David, here's his request. Have mercy on me.
他是说耶稣啊，这个神的儿子，大卫的儿子 sorry, 我要去找一下圣经啊，我就看见，等一下我要读这个圣经。
That's good.
啊，屏幕上有啊，是啊，大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧。
Okay. So you have, he understands the name of Jesus.He understands that in position he's a son of David and he wants mercy.
大家看见他这个瞎子明白这个耶稣的地位是什么，他要的是可怜他吧。
Of all the things that he could ask Jesus for, he could ask him for money.
在所有的他可以问耶稣的这个要求的这个要求中，他可以问耶稣要求金钱。
If he's hungry, he could ask him for food. He's a beggar.
如果他饥饿的话，他可以问耶稣这个要食物，因为他是个讨饭的。
And Jesus is looking at a blind man, so you would think the blind man would first ask for what?
大家看这个、yeah. 这些瞎子，大家问这个瞎子第一个问人们要的是什么呢
？You would think he'd be asking for his sight, but Jesus understands that, so he asks him the key question: What?Do you want me to do for you?
所以，他一个瞎子在那里讨饭的，在那里时候，大家也在想，这个瞎子到底会问人家要求什么呢？那耶稣呢，就是问他，你要我为你做什么呢
？And he says very clearly, "I, Lord, Lord, I want to regain my sight."
他说，主啊，我要重新能看见。
And Jesus.Without hesitating, he says, "Receive your." He's standing right there in front of me. Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well.
所以耶稣对他说，你就可以看见了，因为你的信救了你。
Jesus obviously made him well, but he's saying the faith that you have in me, Son of David, the mercy that you see in me.Has healed you.
对，耶稣当然知道他可以得，耶稣可以救他。但是耶稣在这里说，是你的信，就是你相信，是大卫的儿子，也是也是神的儿子，所以你的信救了你，不是是。
When Jesus does a miracle, he wants his Father in heaven to receive the credit.
耶稣行了一个神迹，他归荣耀给天父。
How many people in the 5,000 men, women, and children, and the 4,000 men, women, and children, how many of them do you think said, "Jesus, thank you, and we give glory to your Father"? How many of those 9,000 people said, "Thank you, and may God be glorified"?
所以大家看见耶稣所行的神迹，五千人和后来四千人喂饱的这些人里面。有九千个人，有多少这九千人中间有多少个说归荣耀给父神
？And the answer is， 我不知道。
我也不知道，我也答案我也不知道。
But look at the answer， look at the results here， verse 43。Immediately he regained his sight and began to follow him， glorifying God。That's what Jesus wanted。
Yeah.
And when all the people, the whole crowd saw it, they gave praise to God. That's what Jesus wanted. Take the direction off of you and give it to the Father.
所以大家看见这个很快，这个路加福音在这个事情以后，你的信救了你，在十三节，瞎子立刻看见了，就跟随耶稣，一路归荣耀于神。众人看见这事，也赞美神。所以，大家看见这个里面就是耶稣所想要看见的，就是归荣耀于神。
Let me ask you a series of questions as we move on, and believe me, I know what time it is.
大家还早了。OK, 我知道，我们接着看下面啊。
Where do you see yourself in this scene? Do you see yourself in the crowd, or do you see yourself as a person who really is blind, has blind spots, doesn't quite see things, and we're like Bartimaeus, we don't really see things as we're supposed to. Where are you?
所以我们先想象一下，你自己如果是在当时那个场景，你是属于哪个人？你是那会众中啊这些聚会的人，总其中的一个呢？还是你就是像那个巴蒂买这样子的人呢？
In our physical sight, we see when we look at things very often, we ask why did we see that? What do we want?Are we limited in what we see? Do we see enough to get the real answers? We can ask questions like that. I don't know if the crowd was asking that, but Bartimaeus was certainly needing to see things differently.
我们在看事物的时候，我们就是会想，为什么我会看见这样的事情？我自己是怎样的一个只是怎样的一个？如果是这样的话，我会怎么样？或者大家看见这个巴蒂买在这里的时候，他是怎样的一个记载？是会让我们想起，想让我们仔细的想一想，这个是为什么
？Folks, if you are in the crowd, and you don't get up, you don't get all the way to Jesus to let him touch you. If you're still in the crowd, that sounds like the people in Noah's day who were warned that.God was coming, and they didn't listen. So only 8 people believed God's warning, and 8 people got on the 450-foot ark with all the animals. Only 8 people believed God. They left the crowd who were marrying. They were doing their business as usual. They left the busy crowd, and the busy crowd.Couldn't swim long enough to stay alive.
所以我们的认为，我们大部分有可能只是想，我就是那在这个聚会的人群中的其中的一个，离耶稣也很远。然后呢，我们也不能去触摸耶稣，离得太远了。所以这就让我们想起旧约中的一个故事，就是洪水的时候，那地上的人很多很多，很多人都听到了这个，这个。神对他们的警告，但是只有挪亚一家八个人最后进了那挪亚方舟，就是和这个动物们在一起的，一起存活下来的挪亚方舟。那其他的那些人，即使听到警告的人，也是像其他周围的其他人一样，就是忙他们自己的事情去了。然后就最后的话，洪水来临，也不可能游泳游那么久，最后都被淹死了。Sorry,
no,
long ago. I'm not sure.
Hey, that sounds like a flood.
Yeah, yeah, it's a long ago.
A flood of words. No, you okay? Good. When God asked King Solomon, "What do you want? What is it that you want as the new king of Israel?" He didn't say, "I want to be famous." He didn't say, "I want to be well known." He asked God.For an understanding mind, able to discern between good and evil, so he could make wise decisions as the king. That's what he asked for. And God was so pleased with that request, because it wasn't self-centered. He was so pleased. Not only did he give him wisdom, the best in the world, he gave him wealth and he gave him honor.
所以就想到大家想到另一个故事，就是所罗门王登基以后，他就成为一个新的国王。神就问这个所罗门王，你要神为你，你要我，神就问他，你要我为你做什么呢？他神所罗门那个时候就神祷告说，他并不是求这个地上的财富，也不是求自己的权势，他是求一个能够做一个判别是非的一个心，能够分辨这个善恶，这样的话，他都作为一个国王就能做一个明智的选择，这样的话，神就反而是非常喜悦他的这个请求，不但赐给了他的智慧，最后也是把这个财富和这个王的权柄也赐给了他。
And the other passage that is a parallel passage.Is Luke? No, it's Matthew 20, 29 through 34.
另一个相类似的一个经节就是在马太福音20:29的时候。
This is another chance for you to stand up.
我们再请大家起
立。And read it in Mandarin, please.
大家来读中文的读啊，带出屏幕上的。就喊着说，主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧，人责备他们，不许他们作声。他们越发喊着说，主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。耶稣就站住叫他们来说，做什么呢？他们说，主啊，让我们的眼睛能够看。耶稣就动了慈心，他们就立刻看见，就跟从了耶稣。
Good， 请坐。
大家请坐。
Okay. Folks, this one we'll look at quickly now. Now you have two men. You have two beggars by the roadside. Both of them are blind.
大家看一下，这个故事里面讲的有两个乞丐，两个都是瞎眼的，站在等在路边。
And again, a huge crowd is following Jesus.
大家也看见很大一群的人，一群群众跟随着耶稣。
Jesus never has trouble with any kind of person. He can handle individuals. He can handle small groups. He can handle big crowds. He can take on all types of people anywhere, anytime, because he can read the hearts.
耶稣从来没有问题来应对这些各种跟随着他的人，不论是个人还是小部分人还是大部分人，因为他是完全能够明白人心的主。
They can't see Jesus, but they can hear him. They can hear the crowd. Somebody's coming who's really important, and they cry out and they keep shouting, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David."
所以那些两个人，他看不见，他们听得见，但是他听这些人，这两个人听见一大群人，来，他们也知道谁来，所以他就在那里大声呼喊说：“主啊，可怜我们。”
They are actually paraphrasing, quoting Isaiah chapter 35, verse 5, which says, "The Messiah, when he comes, will restore sight to the blind." They know that.And they're hoping that this Jesus is the Messiah, and He can give us back our vision.
他们在那里呼喊，他们也知道这旧约里面讲过，其实他们是引用了以赛亚书35:5那个时候那个经文。那时瞎子的眼必睁开，聋子的耳必开通。他们在那里呼求，大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。
And verse 32, here comes the most frequent question that Jesus asked, and that question is, "What do you want me to do for you?"
这个三十二节就记载了耶稣最喜欢的，我们也最喜欢听的一个耶稣问的问题，要我为你们做什么？
And so, both of them want the same thing. One doesn't say, "Well, I'm more important than this guy, so heal me first."
他们俩都要同样的答案。他并没有一个人说，两个人在打起来说我比他更重要，没有，他们都说。
They both want him to heal them, and he He come and he touches them this time.
啊，这两位，这两个人都想耶稣治愈他们。这一次，耶稣用手去摸了他们的眼睛。
Jesus was moved with compassion, and if you look at the Greek word, compassion is when, like the Good Samaritan, the heart starts to vibrate and quake, because you're so stimulated that you see a need. You can't just sit there and watch. Your heart is pumping with excitement. Something has to be done. Jesus is moved with this kind of compassion. He doesn't feel sorry for them. He feels compassionate because he has the ability to change their lives.
所以这里看见耶稣就动了慈心。这个慈心，这个 compassion， 这个字呢，原来的意思呢，就是就是激动起来，然后产生了一个颤抖。这个颤抖的话，就是让你实在是不能停下来，就是觉得要你被动了心。动了心的话，就是有这个慈心。耶稣看见他们的情况，耶稣就的心里就感动起来，就是说他就触摸了他们，他们眼睛治愈了。
So he touches them and boom, they both can see. Their first response is not to go and find their friends and party.
他们这两个一下子一摸，他们两个眼睛就看见了。这两个瞎子的第一，然后看见以后，他们的举动也不是说赶快找他们的朋友去住换就是在那里快乐了。他们OK.
The new song we sang this morning. Listen to the words again. He touched me. These men are getting touched. They could be singing this song. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me, and he made me whole.
所以我们今天早上唱的歌，这个歌也是这个歌，他触摸了我，他触摸了我之后，我的心里就感动了，我的心里就这样有磁性，有颤抖起来，我们就是跟随了，就是然后我们就跟随了耶稣。
And what comes is a thanks, and look at their response after they have been healed. Verse 34, moved with compassion, Jesus touches and touched their eyes, and immediately they regained their sight, and they followed him. They followed him.
所以我们看这个三十四节，这是这他是就是讲了这个故事的最后的这个结局，就是耶稣动了慈心，把他们眼睛一摸，他们立刻看见。这跟他们没有去就其他的地方这个快乐去，他们就立即跟从了耶稣。
So brothers and sisters, as I get ready to close this, when Jesus asks us, what do you want me to do for you, what is going to be your answer? Is it going to be, oh, I'd really like a good major in college and I can really get a good jobI would really like a really nice house and cool cars. I would like a beautiful spouse and beautiful children who read above average. And I would like to be secure and safe and comfortable in this life. Can you do this for me? And when he hears those words, he's going to think, oh, but how about eternity? Your sins aren't forgiven. Or what about deeper questions than I, me, my, mine?Listen to how people talk, and if they're self-centered, you will hear this. I, me, my, mine. I, me, my, mine. I, me, my, mine. I love me. You will hear that language. You will hear it, you will see it, and they will be self-centered, and they may miss answering Jesus for the best that he has.
好，如果耶稣基督问你我能为你做什么呢？如果你的答案是说，哎，我要一个很好的学业，我要一个很好的妻子，我要一个就是什么孩子，还有我要一个大好，我五子登科吧，反正他说一样的，这个就是他说我要还要我的要一个很好的车子啊，要一个很好的房子啊，我这一生要平安啊，要快乐。如果耶稣问你这样的问题，你的答案就是说是这样的话，耶稣你就会把耶稣下一 一跳，不是，耶稣就会觉得你这个怎么回答这样的问题呢？或者你耶稣就会问你有没有想过你的永生啊，你的重生啊，你的将来的永久的去处啊，你有没有想过这样的事情？那如果是这样的回答的话，就是就怎样这样的回答是耶稣想要的回答吗？如果是这样，耶稣问你的话。
This is a brave translator. I didn't put that in my notes. Brothers and sisters, here's the word you've all been hoping for, application. That means Lao An is about to conclude the message.
下面就看看我们有这个我要讲的就是应用，这样的话我就快要讲完了。
Okay, here's the question for us. What are my next steps?To follow Jesus, what would they be?
我下面的问题就是，我下面一步是怎样来跟随耶稣呢？
We're all on a road to life, right? We're all traveling a journey, right?
我们都是在这个一生的路上往前走。
Two weeks ago, a young friend, 27 years old, went out dirt bike riding.
两个礼拜前有一个年轻人27岁，他去那个骑那个摩托车，在这个荒地里骑摩托车。
27 years old.
27岁。
And on that day, he died. He crashed his bike and he died.
Yeah, 那个27岁的孩子就是出了车祸，然后就死了摩托车。
His young mother came to see his body up there in the trails when they found him, and she said, as she looked at him with his riding gear, she said.He just looks like he's sleeping.
Yeah, 这个他的那个年轻的母亲啊，也不是太老的母亲，去看见到那个到那个路上那个 trail 上面去看他的话，看见他那在那个车旁边，他说：“哎呀，他不像已经死，他就像刚刚睡着一样。”
That son only had 27 years to live.
那个儿子只活了27年。
And I think I can guarantee you, when he got that bike that day.He did not think it was his last day on earth. I don't think he ever thought that.
所以那个男孩子，那个孩子那天去骑那个车的话，他没有想过那就是他生命中的最后一天，他没有想到过这样的。
What's my point?
我的问题是什么呢？
You and I do not know the day that God has chosen to come and get us. If we're Christians, Christ is coming to get you, John 14. And he said, if it weren't true, I would have told you, I'm coming to...I have a room for you. I have a place for you in heaven. I'm coming to get you so that you can be with me forever. That's what he promised Christians. That's what you want to get a hold of.
所以啊，这个我们都说重生得救的基督徒都知道，耶稣有一天要来接我们。他在约翰福音十四章里面说，我在天上准备了的地方，你们要与我同住。所以我们知道耶稣。在任何时候都有可能来接我们回去。
Brothers and sisters, very quickly and very easily, how do we order our steps for the future, not knowing how long we have, right? We do not know that the time when it's up, it's over for us. We don't know that.
所以很重要的就是我们在这样一个情况下，我们不知道我们将来有多少日子。在这个不知道将来有多少日子的情况下，我们怎样准备我们将来的日子
？We have to look at our day and find out where we're going to put time with Jesus in this day. Where am I going to give him time to sit down with him and to just be with him? When am I going to find that time?
所以我们现在要紧的就是我们就是我们的时间中有多少是和耶稣基督在一起，我们怎样和耶稣基督在我们还活着的时候坐在一起。
When I'm with him, how do I learn to hear his voice?
我们和主耶稣在一起的时候，我们怎样学习能够听到他的声音？
I'll give you an example how I...Somebody asked me that question last week. How do I hear the voice? I said, go to the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. See if you can find a red letter edition where Jesus is speaking the red letters and start reading those red letter. Start reading the way that Jesus talks. And if you keep reading that and reading that, after a while, you will get accustomed to the voice of Jesus because you're just reading what he says.You do lots of reps And then you hear his tone, you hear his questions, you hear his state. You hear the voice of the Lord by cultivating hearing him. And I just find that the red letter edition is really helpful to focus in on the words of Jesus.
你怎样听到耶稣的声音呢？我这里给大家介绍一个办法，就是这个有的圣经呢，它有这个红字版。红字版呢，就是把耶稣说的话，四个福音书里面啊，这个四个福音书里面把耶稣所说过的话用红颜色的字标出来。如果你要知道怎样听耶稣的声音的话，你就去读这个红字里面，然后呀，你不停的重复，然后自己呢也多读，多读之后你就习惯于听耶稣的声音了。如果你习惯听耶稣的声音的话，你就能听得到耶稣的声音。
And when you read, and when you discover the will of God, and I'll give you one of the examples. Matthew 28 is the Great Commission. The will of God is that disciples go out to all people languages, all people in the world, and they give the good news that your sins are forgiven, Christ was executed unfairly, he rose again from the dead, and now Jesus is appearing in person to people throughout the world. And as I understand, in Muslims, which have Allah as the Father, many Muslims are getting visions of Jesus Christ coming to talk to them. He's coming to them, even though they have closed countries. Jesus is alive. We celebrated that. He's alive, and he's moving through the world, and he's coming. If you know him, he's already come to your home. If you don't know him, he wants to come into more than your home. He wants to come into your heart.
好，我们知道我们的主耶稣基督，他给了我们这个大使命啊，就是说他到传福音到地极。我们也知道神在这个福音书里面也告诉我们，这个耶稣他我们的耶稣基督主耶稣基督他也为我们而死，但是他们也在这里都在整个世界上每一个地方，他都在那里感动人，让更多的人能够认识他，更多的人听到他的声音。所以这个我们也听见这样的例子，就是甚至在穆斯林的世界里面，很多人他们只是那些穆斯林是信阿拉的，他们也听见了耶稣的声音。我们也知道我们的主耶稣基督就是现在也在整个世界上都在做工。
And brother, don't forget, there are 66 books in the Bible. Keep reading so that you learn what all 66 books are like. And I'll say it again. If you read 15 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day, in the pace that I am speaking to you, 15 minutes a day, in 1 year, you will read through all of the 66 books. So don't tell me you can't find 15 minutes a day to read from the Bible. Please don't come and tell me that. You can't possibly be that important.
所以我另一个鼓励大家就是要读圣经。读圣经大家知道这个整个圣经也就是66章，然后呢66本书。这66本书的话只要你每天就按照我现在讲话这个速度每天读15分钟，你整个一年就可以把整个圣经读完。不要告诉我你每天15分钟都拿不出来读圣经，能够明白神的话语。
Brothers and sisters, when you read the Word of God and you hear the voice of the Lord, and the next step, and always the next step is, I will obey you. I will obey you. I will do what you say.
所以大家读神的话语，听神的话语，听神的声音，然后下面要做的就是说，你要自己跟神说，我要遵循你的话语。
If you choose to follow the Lord, what you will probably get is peace, security, comfort, assurance. You will get all those qualities that many people are searching for. He will give them to you because that's who he is.
所以只要你愿意跟随耶稣，你所得到的就是平安、喜乐和你的安全。你都这些，我们很多人都有这样的体验。
And if you haven't decided yet, if nobody asked you, if you have enough information yet to decide on Jesus,I would say as a brother, don't delay. Don't delay. Because you do not know when Christ is going to when Christ is going to end your life, your life's journey. You don't know that, and I don't know that. So I pray for you. If you don't know him yet, be in the Word, listen for his Word, and we don't know what the crowd did, but we know what two men did, and they followed him for the rest of their lives. I pray that you'll do that too, so that you will have peace from the Messiah.
Yeah. 所以如果你还没有决定或者甚至没有信主的话， 我请大家记得， 我们并不知道主哪一天要来， 哪一天要把我们接去， 我们所做的只能是就像这两个 瞎眼的人一样， 就是 求主能够 救我们， 能够救我的话， 我们就能够得所赐予的 平安和喜乐， 我们能做的就是说， 弥赛亚， 你是那弥赛亚， 你是那救主， 你来救我们。
Let Jesus touch you and heal you and make you whole.
愿主耶稣基督能够触摸你的心， 能够治愈你， 能够救你。
Thank you for listening.
谢谢大家。